futures extended gains on Monday. Transportation and labor challenges pressured U.S. beef exports to start the year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 9th of March. Negotiated cash fig cattle trade was at a standstill through Monday afternoon, except for mostly inactive on very light demand in the Western Corn Belt, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Prices last week ended up steady on a live basis in the Southern Plains at $114 a hundredweight, steady to a dollar lower in the Northern Plains at $113 to $114, and steady to $2 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $112 to $114. Dress trade was $2 lower at $180. The 5 area average direct steer price last week was 43 cents lower on a live basis at $113.64 a hundredweight, and $1.84 lower in the beef at $179.79. Cattle futures closed higher Monday, supported by increasing optimism about further reopening the domestic economy and more positive fundamentals on the horizon. Live cattle futures closed an average of 59 cents higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 61 cents higher, except for 7 cents lower in May. Choice box beef cutout value is 25 cents lower Monday afternoon at $231.08 a hundredweight. Select was $2.28 higher at $223.13. Corn futures closed mostly fractionally higher to a penny higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 3 to 8 cents higher. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Through mid-session, feeder cattle were selling steady to $2 lower at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are an estimated 14,300 head. Also through mid-session, feeder steers were selling $2 to $4 higher at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri. Feeder heifers were trading steady. There are an estimated 12,000 head on offer. At Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, feeder steers sold steady to $3 lower, except for steady to $2 higher for steers weighing 700 to 850 pounds. Heifers traded steady to $3 lower, except for lower undertones at weights lighter than 500 pounds. There are 4,683 head on offer. Finally, steers sold steady to $3 higher at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska, where there are 2,525 head. Heifers there traded steady. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed Monday. Key support included Senate passage of the $1.9 trillion pandemic relief legislation over the weekend, with expectations the House of Representatives will follow suit. Pressure included the outlook for higher inflation and interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 306 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 20 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 310 points. Although the global food service sector still has a long recovery ahead, international demand for U.S. red meat remains impressive and resilient. But a range of logistical challenges must be overcome in order to fully satisfy this demand, says Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. For instance, Hallstrom explains transportation challenges are currently a dominant concern, especially congestion and container shortages at West Coast ports where short-handed crews are handling record large cargo volumes. He adds labor is also at a premium in processing plants, which affects the industry's ability to fully capitalize on demand for certain labor-intensive cuts and variety meat items. Such challenges help pressure U.S. beef and pork exports to start the year. U.S. beef exports were 2% less year-over-year in January at 105,047 metric tons, according to data released by USDA and compiled by USMEF. Value was 3% less at $653 million. Lower beef variety meat shipments drove the decline, as muscle cut exports were steady with a year earlier. January beef exports to South Korea were strong and continued to gain momentum in China. U.S. pork exports in January of 248,656 metric tons were 9% less than a year earlier. Pork export value was 13% less at $642.8 million. Although exports still face the aforementioned transportation and labor challenges, as well as COVID-related obstacles, Hallstrom says, as key destinations for U.S. red meat roll out COVID vaccination programs, the outlook for 2021 is optimistic, with retail meat demand remaining strong and the expectation that food service will rebound in more and more regions. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 9th of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.